Good morning and welcome to Coffee Time. This morning my guest is Susie Kenner, the Executive Director of the Devil's Lake Chamber of Commerce and a regular guest on the program the first and third Thursday of each month. Morning, Susie.
Good morning.
And as we make our way through April now, a lot of spring things coming up here in the Lake region.
Yes, so tonight from 5 o'clock until 8, you can head on over to Lake's Liquor for their third annual sip-in shop. There is a small fee to participate in that, but then all the proceeds go back as community donations for different organizations in need. So that's always a great way to give back to the community and try some new products. And then this Friday and Saturday is the annual Lake Region Public Library book sale. Friday they will be open from 9 to 5 and Saturday from 10 to 3. And yes, Eric, the library does have books.
One of your greatest hits. We still got it on tape for the Christmas show. All right, and then talking about other things going on, the Lake Region Heritage Center Museum's got a big event coming up as well.
They do on Saturday from 6 o'clock until 9. It's their annual gala, and I heard this year it is going to be a talent show. They have all the talent lined up, and I'm really excited to hear and see what everybody has to offer. And it's just a great fundraiser for the Lake Region Heritage Center for their projects, art exhibits, things like that. So if you're interested in getting dressed up and supporting a great organization, make sure you call Lisa this week to see. I believe she may have a ticket or two left, or it may be sold out. I'm not sure quite where she's at.
I was going to say, I think at this point it may be sold out, but you can always check with her and see if they've got any tickets left.
Yeah.
All right, and then the Camp Grafton's got a community event coming up as well.
They do on Wednesday, April 24th from 3:30 until 6. You can head on out to Camp Grafton, and I believe everything is going to start at the RTI building, which when you go into the camp, go all the way in and drive by the lake, and you will see the big, big building that is the RTI. But yeah, it's an open house. You can see what all they are doing out at Camp Grafton, and they're doing some amazing things, and they have new buildings that they want to showcase. So head on out and support all of our military and our military base.
And I was talking to the commander the other day, and basically all you need is your driver's license at the gate, and then you're good to go.
Yep, correct. Yep, make sure you have that with you. And make sure you stay off your cell phone when you're going in as well and obey the speed limits.
Our traffic safety reminder from the Devil's Lake Chamber this morning.
There you go.
All right, and then got some other musical things coming up too.
Yes, so on a Sunday, April 28th, the Devil's Lake Community Orchestra will hold an event at the Devil's Lake High School Commons area, and that is at 2 o'clock. And I believe they are doing a silent auction fundraiser with that one as well. So you can head over there and take part in some great music. And then Friday, May 3rd, it's our downtown Devil's Lake Beer Crawl.
All right, and tickets on sale now for that.
Yes, we may have one or two left at the chamber, but the majority of the tickets went downtown to the businesses that are participating. Tickets are $25, and the event will go from 4:30 until 7:30. So make sure you head on downtown and grab your tickets. Allison is working on a list of who has what left for the businesses, and we will get that out on the Devil's Lake Chamber Facebook page before the end of the weekend as well, but if you're interested, just head on down. I know for a fact I talked with Thompson's yesterday, and I know they still have tickets left for sure, so that'd be a great place to start. But yeah, it's going to be a fun event. We're super excited. I think we have 13 stops for you that night on Friday, May 3rd.
Okay, and kind of patterned a little bit after the wine walk in the fall.
Yeah, yep, and we partnered with the Downtown Alliance to help take this event over, so some minor tweaks basically on the back end of things, but other than that, yeah, it's going to run like the wine walk. You'll stop at the Lake Region Arts Center, which is on the corner of 4th and 4th. That's where our table will be, and you can exchange your ticket there for the passport. Make sure you bring your ID. You have to be 21 to attend the event, and then, yeah, you'll just go around, try all the different craft beers that they have. The majority of them are new, and you can enjoy anything.
Okay, and then coming up later that weekend, a few more things going on.
Yes, on Saturday, May 4th, the Lake Region State College Volleyball Team is going to host their annual 5K Color Run. That will start at 11 o'clock out at the college. Adults are $30, students are $20, and kids 12 and under are $15. Make sure you wear a white T-shirt because it is a color run, and you will get messy and full of color when you're all done with that. And you can walk or run the 5K, but it is a fundraiser for the volleyball team to help with their educational opportunities as well as travel, uniforms, things like that. So it's a great fundraiser for them.
All right. Maybe they'll have a Star Wars theme as well since it's on May 4th.
Oh, yeah. May the 4th be with you.
There you go. All right. And one other big thing going on that weekend as well.
Yeah. So at the Burdick Arena on Saturday and Sunday, there will be a powwow in town. So you can check that out. Grand entries will be Saturday at 1 o'clock and then again at 6 o'clock and Sunday at 1. It is $10 per person to get in for the weekend or $5 if you're 13 to 17 years old. 12 and under are free. And all the proceeds for this event are going to be used for the Andrew Shaw Arena improvements. So it's also a great fundraiser, but it's a great time to come on out and watch some great dancing. Again, that's Saturday at 1 and 6 is when the grand entries are, and then Sunday at 1.
Okay, so then again, the first weekend in May.
Yes. If you want more information on it, you can go to Facebook and check out the VFW post 6547.
All right, and just quickly before you go, Susie, how are things coming together for the fishing tournament this summer?
Good. We still have entries coming in. We still have room left. So if you're interested in participating on June 20, I think it's 21st, that Friday, entry is $275 for a two-person team. Great set of prizes, money, cash, and prizes to be given away. It is a one-day tournament on Friday. We will use Saturday if we need to in the event of inclement weather.
Or it's windy like it is today.
Oh my gosh, I know, right? It like blew me over here. But yeah, so make sure you check that out and get your team in. And again, it's a great community event. You can fish with a buddy, a grandchild, wife, husband, whatever. So make sure you come on out and support that.
And then again, Graham's Island.
Yep, the launch will be at 7 o'clock out of Graham's Island, and then the weigh-in will start at 3 o'clock, and we will also have that as a live feed as well. And just a quick note on the lake, we are working with the Lake Region anglers, watching conditions on the lake. I believe ice is pretty much off the lake. If it wasn't, it will be
in a day or two, yeah. I was going to say, with this wind out there, it's going to not take too long.
Exactly. So we'll watch conditions and get those docks in as soon as possible. So make sure you watch the Lake Region Angler Facebook page as well as the Visit Devil's Lake Facebook page. And we will let the radio know as well when all of the docks have been put in.
All right, sounds good. Well, Susie, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning and giving us an overview of all the things that are coming up here as we get ready for a busy spring in the Lake Region.
You bet. Thanks for having me. And thanks, everybody, for posting your events this spring on our event calendar. Gives us something to talk about.
There you go. DevilsLakeND.com.
Perfect.
All right. That's going to do it for the show this morning. Joining me this morning has been Susie Kanner with the Devil's Lake Chamber. And, of course, you can join me each weekday morning at 9:05 on KDLR, 11:30 on KZZY, 4 Coffee Time.